Now pleased to be joined by head coach Chuck Ford of the Fredericktown Football Black Cats. And coach, the season approaching now, and we saw you for training camp. You know, we learned that you got a really strong senior class this year, and you're looking to make some noise this season. As the season is just about upon us, how are you feeling about your guys?
Well, I think right now we're starting to get where we would like to be. We still got a lot of work to do. You know, we're not remembering things real well yet. Sometimes our kids get out of position, but as far as the talent level, we're pretty happy with that, and we'll just keep plugging away and trying to get it all figured out.
Yeah. I remember talking to you last year. You know, as your career has progressed, you've become a little bit more mellowed down with the guys, you know, when they make mistakes and things like that. Are you kind of still holding true to that this year?
So far, so good. you know, we have pushed this team a lot harder because of who we had coming back and the expectations that we had. And so, you know, when things don't go right that should go right, yeah, I get a little bit upset. But at the same time, you know, we're constantly trying to explain to them why, you know, why do you think we're upset? You know, that kind of reasoning there, because they should know better than what they're doing. So, you know, it's going well.
Right. Now, you guys, while we did mention there the top-end talent, you don't have a ton of guys on the team, depth a little bit lacking this season. Are you feeling good health-wise right now at this point?
Well, so far so good. We've been through contact camp. We've been through Jamboree, and our kids have come out really well. You know, we're in good shape, and our kids go hard, and that's all I can expect from them right now, as long as they go hard. I don't want them not going hard just to keep from getting hurt. I want them to go hard to keep from getting hurt, and that's usually rings true. If our kids go hard all the time, the chances of getting hurt are not, you know, not very good. So far, so good.
All right. You guys, of course, are replacing quarterback Noah Kourakos from last year, and I know when we visited with you, you were looking at probably putting Evan Burrows in that position. Is that still where you're leaning?
That's where we're at. You know, he's coming along. He's getting there. Still got some things that, you know, have to fit into his brain cells somewhere, but, you know, there's just a lot of responsibility in his position, and we're just going to take it one step at a time.
And I'm sure it's helpful to have a guy like Malachi Kyle in the backfield that has some experience playing last year as a young sophomore, and I'm sure he's going to help you guys out offensively too, right?
Well, I sure hope so. He's as long as he stays healthy and he does the things he does, you know, it's got to help a little bit.
And I know when we visited you guys, a big emphasis, obviously, intensity on defense. And I remember one drill in particular, you were yelling at your guys to dive on the football every single time. How do you feel like you're looking on that side of the ball?
I think we're all right. We got two turnovers in the Jamboree the other night, and we did some things really well. So I think we're a little bit better in that situation than we have been in the past, and our kids are starting to understand that any ball that hits the ground, whether it's a forward pass, backward pass, you know, get on the ball, let the officials sort out whether it was a forward or a backwards pass. And that's what I was irate about that day.
Coach, well, we really appreciate your thoughts and your time here today, and we're looking forward to your first game against Kennett.
All right, thank you, sir.